have habits like an alley dog. Always got his head in a garbage can. Ain't that right? Always tracking down filth and dirty things. Amen. Some people in our church, always in the alley, in their thinking and gossiping. They glory in the bad things, and they cite all of the good things. Don't bother them, just watch them though. Now, the Jews, according to the 15th chapter of Matthew and the 22nd verse, regarded the Gentiles as dogs, because the Gentiles ate all manner of meat. But in our text, Paul turns the table and he called the Jews dogs, because they lived on the laws of Judaism, but he praised the Christians who fed on a higher spiritual food. Now, it has always been dangerous, brethren, to call a man a dog. Amen. It's dangerous to call a man a dog unless you call him a big dog. Amen. He don't mind you calling him a big dog. Now, in each case that we find men called dogs in the Bible, it is because of their spiritual uncleanness. Let us go into the dog-likeness of some people. First dog we have here is the town dog. This is a city dog. He was born in the city. He has no pedigree. He is of no particular breed. He has no family tree. He's a sooner. Amen. Sooner one thing as another. I knew a man in Alabama that had a dog like this one. And this dog was so lazy that he would seldom go around the house. He would just sleep under the back doorstep. He was so lazy he wouldn't even scratch fleas. Amen. And if you would throw a biscuit to him and it didn't get close enough where he could reach it without getting up, he'd lay there hungry and wouldn't even get up and go get that piece of bread. But that was one thing that this dog could do. At night, he would lay under the step and he would bark at the moon. And in 15 minutes, he would have every dog in town barking. This is true, my brethren, of some folk in our church. They can start something and get everybody in church stirred up. They are no good to the church, to the pastor. They are no good to the community. But they can start more hell in church than it will take an army to quieten down. They gossip about that they know and that they don't know. Don't you bother them dogs, just watch them. Well, the second kind of dog is a mad dog. He is a very dangerous dog. A mad dog is crazy. And he will cause every dog that come in contact with him to go crazy. They foam at the mouth when they're rabid, and you have to stay away from them because their madness is contagious. And because they're mad, they want everybody else in church to be mad too. They throw off their poison and their lies to anybody that will listen. You'd better watch the mad dog. They are dangerous.